Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Menachos, Parak Hey, Mishnachas Mishnatas. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischosas Bas Rachel Shish Bezachet Avan Jerziv Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. And the Mishnah says Ha'omer Ha'reila Machavas Lo Yov Marchashas. If a person takes upon himself that he's going to bring a Minchas Machavas, he can't bring a Minchas Marchashas. And same the other way around, Marchashas Lo Yov Machavas. If he promises he's going to bring a Marchashas, he can't bring a Machavas. Now Ma Bein Machavas Marchashas. So what's the difference between Machavas and Marchashas? Elish Marchashas Yesh Lo Kisui, Machavas Ain Lo Kisui. The Rebbe Seglili. Rebbe Seglili tells us that the only difference is that Marchashas has a cover and a machlas does not have a cover. However, Chanan Gamliel Amri says no. Marchashas amuka umaser roich Hashem. A marchashas is actually a deep pan and its deeds, which means the way that it's made, is roich Hashem, which is like liquidy or jiggly and moves all around because there's a lot of oil. Or zumachlas tsafa umaser kashem. Tsafa literally means floating. In other words, it's a shallow pan where the sides of the pan look like they're floating above the top because they're so small, and the way that it's made is thick or hard, meaning it's a more solid dough. It's not liquidy because we don't want anything spilling over the edge. Moving on to Mishnah Tes, something similar. If a person says, I take upon myself to bring a mincha mafe tanur, so lo yavi mafe kupach umafe ruafe umafe yaris harvim. He's not allowed to bring a mincha that was baked in a kupach, which is another way of cooking, but it was smaller than an oven. Ruafim is basically broken pieces of pottery that were heated up and used to cook on, so he can't bake his mincha on those. And yaris harvim, which literally means Arabic pots, these were basically big holes dug in the ground that were coated with pottery and they were used to cook in. None of these are considered a tanur, so his mincha can't be baked in the tanur. Whereas Rabbi Hudaimer, he argues, he says, in Ratza, Yavi Mafa Kupach, he could bring the mincha even though it was baked in a kupach, because a kupach is very similar to a tanur. Now, let's say he says, I'm going to bring a minchas mafe, which just means a baked mincha. Lo Yavi Mechta Chalos Mechta Rikikin. He can't bring half his chalos and half his rikikin. Chalos are thicker, rikikin are thinner, and he can't bring half-half. He just has to choose one, either all chalos or all rikikin. Or Rabbi Shimon Mater, Meneshu Karbonecha, Rabbi Shimon allows because all the same carbon. So what does it make a difference if some are like this and some are like that? It all fits on the title of a minchas ma'afe, that it's baked and therefore it's fine. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, continue to discuss different types of minachas and how they're made. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.